This is an MUT Radio podcast.
I did say, Guti, we have a very special and important guest right here on the Vukubangene Breakfast Show. Someone who doesn't need that big of an introduction. Mangtenje, Prof. Sibiya. You already know. You already know, Guti. We are with the greatness, Njengamanje, right here in a studio. And we're going to be chatting to her on her recent achievement. Siyazi ukuthi ama students ala eMangosuthu went to a EDHE entrepreneurship intervarsity competition. And also, Prof. Gwatiwa, listen, Prof. Siyayibona eMangosuthu, rising star. Here's an award of appreciation. So congratulations, first of all, Prof. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, and good morning to your listeners at home.
Thank you so much for joining us this early in the morning, actually, on the Vukubangene Breakfast Show. So, you know, we're going to get to the achievement. But first of all, Nje, Prof, it's been a busy year. A lot has happened. We've seen your work and you've been appreciated for quite a number of time. Can you maybe share with us how has the year been for you? Maybe also some key highlights as well.
Thank you so much. It's been a very hectic year, but it's so exciting, you know. At the beginning of the year, I always have three resolutions. I'm not going to share them because they're highly confidential. But I must indicate that it's still before the end of the year. And I must say I have achieved all my resolutions for 2023.
Come on now.
Yes.
Oh, so it's so inspiring. Well done.
Wow. Maybe just to share one. One was to ensure that we exceed the target for research, which is 60 units for 2023.
Oh, yes.
And I can proudly and safely say that we're currently sitting at 65 units, even before the end of the year.
Ah, yes. That is definitely lovely. That is definitely lovely, man. Congratulations so
much,
Prof.
Thank you so much.
And great achievement we have there. Thank you so much for bringing it, actually. Good to see you more. Listen, EDHE Rising Star DVC Award. Could you tell us more about EDHE and the award, actually?
EDHE in full, it's entrepreneurship development in higher education, which is plays a very important role in driving entrepreneurship in higher education.
Yes,
as you are well aware that in South Africa we have high unemployment rate, and it's currently sitting above 60% for young people. So it plays a very important role in ensuring that before our students even leave the system, we equip them with the skills and knowledge so that they could be able to start their own businesses and be employers instead of being employees.
Yes, that is definitely love me. And then the award
You know, you will not believe it if I say I was not even aware that I was nominated as the best DVC that drives entrepreneurship at MUT. So I attended because I attend all the events. In July, I attended the EDHE Lekgotla, which was hosted by the University of Western Cape. And this year, it was announced that there will be awards this year. And again, I did not anticipate, even if I was nominated, because Professor Ramogale was the winner 2 years ago in 2021 for the same award. So when you know, the nominees were flashed on the screen, there were about 10. Then I see my face, I was shocked. And you know what? I said, okay, that's fine. It's okay. You know, when you get nominated, you are a winner.
Absolutely.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
So when my name was shouted as the EDHE 2023 Rising DVC, I was shocked. Yes. But I must indicate that when I was interviewed last year, I think it was April, for the DVC RIE portfolio, I did indicate, when I was asked what is my 5-year dream, I did indicate that it would be to establish an entrepreneurship center at MUT. Before the end of the year last year, I was appointed in September. In December, I submitted a proposal for the establishment of the entrepreneurship center at MUT. Of course, it was towing and froing, but I'm proud to say at the last EMC meeting, it was approved. So it will be doing its rounds at Senate because it's an academic matter. And we have already budgeted for the establishment of the center. So if all goes well, Definitely, my dream will be realized even before the end of my term, 5-year term as the DVC at MUT.
That is beautiful, man. That's that is amazing. Beautiful. I like that. Now, last question for me before we just get to one more song in the top 50. Mr. Lindo Kuhlezulu is one of the students, entrepreneurs, Laimang Osotho, that are on great strides, actually. You know, could you tell us a bit more in terms of how the institution supports such students?
I'm one person who supports students, maybe because of my previous role as the Deputy Vice Chancellor Teaching and Learning. During my previous role as the DVC Teaching and Learning, I worked very closely with students. So when I got appointed at MUT, I got to know Lindo, and I said, Lindo, just shout if ever you need any support.
Yeah.
So Lindo was also one of the nominees for the award. Unfortunately, he didn't get. But as I indicated, if ever you get nominated, you are a winner.
Yes.
But Lindo, besides not getting nominated for the award, I must indicate that he played a very important role as the deputy chair at national level for one of the community of practice portfolios.
Wow.
So it was quite exciting.
Yeah.
And he did receive a certificate of acknowledgement for the good role that he played as the deputy chair.
That is beautiful.
I'm super proud of him.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful. We're coming in next with the Prof. We're just going to number 44 on our top 50 MET radio music chart for 2023.
Lalela Sepetu, a very recognized woman, Lana. Such an inspiration of a woman. I feel so inferior. Jomangle Lana, Professor Nokthula Sibiya. It is such an honor to have you, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Esingabusa police amasego. I understand the achievement where does it put Imang Osotho in terms of student entrepreneurship?
Our dream is to have MUT as one of the entrepreneurial university.
Yes.
So this clearly shows that we are on the right trajectory. Because as I indicated, there is high unemployment rate. I think at MUT, we're currently sitting at above 70%. So we have to make sure that before our students leave the system, we have equipped them. So hence, our dream is to establish the entrepreneurship center where we'll have hubs. We put them in there. They start developing their skills of how to set up businesses whilst they're still registered as students.
Oh, absolutely. That is amazing. And also, ma'am, what are some of the goals the institution has regarding student entrepreneurship?
We've already, our goal is to ensure that all first-year students register. It must be compulsory for any of the entrepreneurial modules.
Yeah.
Currently, unfortunately, we still have one module. And it's not all faculties that
offer this module.
So we are working towards that so that we develop more modules and we ensure that each and every student takes up any of the entrepreneurial module, so that by the time they proceed to second year, third year, fourth year, at least they have a glimpse.
Basics of
entrepreneurship.
That is absolutely beautiful, ma'am. We appreciate your hard work. I am looking up to you. I'm feeling so inferior.
And I must indicate that I was also inspired by some women.
Yes,
you know,
ma'am.
I have to say this. My supervisor, my PhD supervisor, she is a woman. She inspired me a lot. In fact, when she was the executive dean, when she was appointed as the DVC, I took over as the executive dean of the faculty.
Wow.
And when she retired as the DVC, I took over as
DVC.
She inspired me.
That is beautiful, Prof. Thank you so much for coming through. I'm not sure if you have anything that you would like to share with our listener, our students, Laimang Osotho University of Technology.
I just want to say, watch the space.
Hustle in my daughter.
And beyond, just watch the space.
Hey, come on. I think they can even feel the energy. Because you know what? Definitely watch the space, man. Prof. Sibiya, thank you so much for all your hard work. Laimang Osotho University of Technology. We recognize it. We see it. And hopefully, really, the goals are achieved. And I cannot wait for next year when you come back to ABT Radio and say, my three resolutions again.
Yes.
Achieved. Thank you so much.
Have a good day ahead. Thank you,
ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.